And we'll end the morning where we began, in Egypt, where millions have been voting in the first real presidential election in that country's history. 13 people on the ballot, 4 men generally regarded as frontrunners. We hear from Hugh Sykes with our partner, the BBC, in Cairo, and he's been speaking to those standing in line.
And here's a polling station in central Cairo, inside the Faculty of Physical Education for Girls. On one side of the street, a line of men waiting to vote. On the other side, a line of women, each in the deep shade of densely packed palm trees, with a delicious cool breeze blowing down the street. And almost everybody here that I can see is smiling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're nearly there.
Yes, we are.
How long have you been waiting?
An hour and a half, I think.
We're happy to wait. We're voting for the first time for a president, so it's okay. We don't mind the wait.
You look happy and emotional.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's great. It's great to be part of history as it's happening. It's fantastic. I have faith, and I believe that this country is worth fighting for, and I think we'll be okay in the end.
Do you think the battles are over and the politics has started properly or not? No.
No, not at all. I think we still have a long way to go. But it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. There's always a journey. Nothing ever comes easy. So we need to start sometime. We started, so we just have to go through with it to the end.
And do you think this is a genuine, free, fair, open, clean election?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm hoping.
Are you suspicious?
Yes, I am.
Because of the past?
Because of the past, yeah. You can't shake off the feeling that you've been living with for the past 30 years. It doesn't go away.
We never would have thought 2 years ago that we'd actually be standing in line to vote.
Will it be a real president? There isn't even a constitution yet. This is a job without a job description.
Yeah, but there will be. I believe maximum by the end of this year there will be a constitution.
Voters in Cairo this morning. You heard there a pharmacist, a fashion designer, and a surprising number of people supporting Hamdin Sabahi, the socialist, anti-Mubarak, champion of the poor. And the real test of this election will be whether or not there's a constitution defining the exact powers of the president and the role of the army. For the time being, this country is still run by the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces.
That's the BBC's Hugh Sykes. We caught up with him a little earlier this morning when he sat down in a cafe in Cairo to talk about the historic vote today.
Well, it really is a completely open race. Opinion polling is a very new art science. Yeah, there's never been real opinion polls before, so you take them with a pinch of salt. But what they're saying is one of the definite front runners is Amr Moussa, former secretary of the Arab League and a foreign minister under President Mubarak for 10 years, possibly also favoured by many old guard supporters. Many people around here still regret that Mubarak had to stand down, and they may be supporting Ahmed Shafiq, who was the last prime minister under Mubarak. But another front runner surely must be Mohamed Morsi, who is head of the Freedom and Justice Party. That's the party of the Islamists, Muslim Brotherhood. And there's another Islamist, Abu Fatou, who also is in with a good chance. But I've been hearing another name who we might call an outsider, but a large majority of the voters that I spoke to this morning, this is not a scientific sample at all, but I have noted this over the past few days, they favour a man called Hamdin Sabahi. He was rebelliously anti-Mubarak. He was rebelliously anti-Sadat back in the old days. He was put in jail for openly challenging the regime. And the people who support him say that what Egypt needs is a socialist who will look after the poor, because the gap between rich and poor here is astonishingly enormous. Very rich part of Cairo, this, but just across the river from here, across the 26th of July bridge, there's an area called Burak, and that is full of extremely poor people, very poor accommodation, and a lot of support over there for the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Mohamed Morsi. There's one reservation some people have about Hamdin Sabahi, who does seem to be unexpectedly popular. They say, some approvingly and some disapprovingly, he's very anti-Israeli.
You know, Hugh, among the many uncertainties besides who's going to win this election is exactly what the president will do, what kind of powers he will have. And the Egyptian parliament, notably, doesn't have a huge amount of power compared to the military, which seems to be running the government at this point. Is this dampening enthusiasm among Egyptians?
I don't see it dampening enthusiasm. I think people I've spoken to are determined to get out and vote for a president, and they then defy the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, who still run this country, as you say, to disregard the result. And if they do disregard the result, they say that they're going to be back out protesting in Tahrir Square. There is, and this is really important detail, this job of presidency, as somebody here has put it, is a job without a job description, because there is no written constitution yet defining exactly what the powers of the president will be, especially in relation to the military. So it is completely unclear whether the president will be genuine president, as we understand the word, on top of everything else, with the military subservient to him, or will the military still be in power and in control? One man I spoke to near here yesterday said, we need to be like Turkey now. In Turkey, the military used to be on top, now they have a back seat, and the president is constitutionally supreme. And he wants Egypt to be the same, with a proper president and a proper parliament with proper powers.
That is Hugh Sykes, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from an espresso cafe in Cairo. Hugh, thanks so much.
Masalama Celeste.